Welcome everyone to the NBA podcast on RJ Bell's Dream Preview. I'm your host, Munaf Manji, back in the saddle for another episode of the NBA podcast, recording here on Thursday evening to get you guys ready for the Friday night action in the association. We'll get you guys our Friday five, of course, since it is Friday. Get into some games here on the Friday night card, best bets, and of course our player prop best bet for the Friday night card. I'll leave it at that for now because we're really excited about this one. Possibly could be the player prop bet of the year, but a little bit teased there. Really excited about this pod here. But joining me here to help me break everything down in the association, I got my guy here with me. It's Sleepy J. Sleepy, what's going on, brother? How are you doing this Thursday evening?
I'm doing good. Just chilling, relaxing, watching the Golden State Warriors-Houston Rockets game. Klay Thompson's going berserk. That's good to see. And just waiting for the late one. So do the pod a little bit early tonight and then waiting for that Nuggets-Clippers game. So it's pretty much NBA for me all night long.
Yeah, pretty slow night, I guess we can say, typically what we're used to seeing in the association with only five games. And for those kicking off early, yeah, Warriors and the Rockets, what could have turned out if the Rockets were able to win some of their games, a great matchup, at least for playoff seeding. But the Rockets came a little bit back down to earth after their two losses against the Minnesota Timberwolves and in their previous game against the Dallas Mavericks. And the Warriors were able to take care of business on their East Coast road trip and create that separation that was much needed between these two teams for that 10th spot right now. And they could pretty much eliminate the Rockets, or at least in their season here, with a victory here tonight against the Rockets. So the Warriors looking good thus far in this game against the Houston Rockets here. Sleepy, let's recap our picks here from the last episode that we did do. And we did, as we mentioned, got back on the winning side of things. I know our last pod was our first loss since the All-Star break, but right back on the winning side there. I had the Lakers team total over 123.5. That one did get to the window as they finished with 125 points against the Washington Wizards. Yours fell, what, a basket short, I believe, Sleepy, where you had the over 229.5 in the Brooklyn Nets in the Pacers game. I think it was a 116-111 final. The total finished there at 227. And Sleepy had the 229.5 there. So fell a little bit short. No worries. But hey, our player prop best bet gets to the window there for us again. We had CJ McCollum over on his points and assists to go 26.5. And Sleepy, I'm going to give you all the credit for this one because you absolutely nailed the handicap. And you know, you mentioned on the pod that we probably wouldn't even need the assist, that it was just going to be gravy on the top. I didn't even really need that gravy because I'll be honest, I was a little bit worried in the first quarter and the start of this game with how CJ McCollum came out shooting the basketball. But he came out in the third quarter and particularly in that second half and played really well, Sleepy. But kudos to you getting us CJ McCollum to cash our player prop best bet. Now that's what, 14 out of our last 15 on the pod for our player prop best bet here, Sleepy.
I was worried right there along with you. He started out way too slow. The volume was there for a 50-point game. I mean, it was. I think at one point he was like 3 for 11 or 3 for 12. Mm-hmm. And you and I were going ahead and we were chatting a little bit. And I said, he's going to go off in the fourth. He's going to have 14 in the fourth. I don't know how many he had, but I mean, he finished with 36 points, 4 assists. So obviously that second half was crucial. He got in the zone there. And like you were basically saying, all he has to do is get a little bit hot from outside, and we could actually make a run at it. And, you know, sometimes you don't have the greatest shooters in the world or anything like that, but that's not necessarily what we handicap. We handicap the volume, and it was the volume that got us, you know, that got us there eventually. So it was nice to go ahead and knock out another one. It was fun to sweat it out for a little bit, but it was even sweeter, you know, going into the third there, going into the fourth, and realizing like we had a really good shot. And then I turned around, turned it off maybe for like a minute and a half, 2 minutes, looked back. I was like, oh, he's cooking. So I turned it off again and bang, there it was. I was like, yes. I was like, 14 out of 15, baby. We're rolling.
Yeah, I think there's a key moment there as well. I think Zion had left for maybe like 5-6 minutes to the locker room with some type of injury, but fortunately for Pelicans, he was able to return. I think that was that period right there where Zion left for briefly was what really propelled, I think, CJ McCollum to take over in the offensive side of the basketball. But I mean, he played a game high 41 minutes along with Herb Jones in that game and did get us over on our player prop best bet. And CB, the other ones that we mentioned towards the end of the episode on the pod we did on Tuesday night, the ones that we mentioned, what was it, Anthony Davis we talked about, LeBron James we talked about, Jason Tatum we talked about. Unfortunately for us, the Jason Tatum player prop wasn't posted when the time we were recording, but again, that was another game where we were spot on, where he finished that game with 35 points, 18 rebounds for the LA Lakers. LeBron also had a great game of 25 points, 7 rebounds, and 9 assists. And the Boston Celtics in that game, Jason Tatum did what I fell short a little bit on his player prop, but it was just a blowout in that game for the Boston Celtics, especially in that fourth quarter where they outscored the Thunder 42-17. But yeah, I think that we're having a really good read right now on our player prop. So hopefully that one continues here for the Friday night card in the association.
Don't forget about the other picks you gave out too, because you gave out a bunch and we didn't even mention them, and they all hit too. So
yeah,
you know, it was just a wild night for player props for us.
Yeah, it was a really good night. So yeah, hopefully we can continue cashing out these player props here on the NBA card for Friday and for the rest of the season before we do get ready for the playoffs in the NBA. So let's turn the page here to Friday, and one bit of news that did come out this morning for the New York Knicks. Not great news. Julius Randle is going to be done for the rest of the season. He is opting for season-ending shoulder surgery for the New York Knicks. A bit of a blow there for this team that were dealing with so many injuries, especially in the second half of the season post All-Star break, from Mitchell Robinson to OG Anunoby and Julius Randle. I was reading more upon what kind of led to this decision for Julius Randle and the New York Knicks. And you know, the time that he was out, they were doing everything that they could to have him rest and rehab and see if he could come back for this Knicks team and get ready for the playoffs. But unfortunately, it just didn't work out for him. And he will be missing the rest of the season, which means the playoffs here as well. So a bit of a blow here for the New York Knicks, not having their second leading scorer on this team right next to Jalen Brunson. You're sleepy.
I don't think they're going to get out of the first round. You can't lose a guy like that. I mean, he was having one of his better seasons, and you know, you pair him up with Brunson, you pair him up with Anunoby, and it starts to look like a pretty tough team. You know, you get Mitchell Robinson back in the mix, and now you lose this guy, and that's got to be a gut punch here to the Knicks. So I personally wouldn't be messing with any Knicks futures or, you know, the Knicks to go ahead and move along in the playoffs. I think that this is just one of those, it's just a gut punch at this team. I could honestly just see maybe a first round exit at best. Maybe they get a game or two, depending on who they play, but this isn't a team that I'm looking at to go ahead and win the East or win the title by any means.
Yeah, I mean, the odds are really reflecting that as well. Knicks right now 15-1 to win the Eastern Conference, and for their championship odds right now, 45-1 for them to win the NBA Finals. So hopefully this team's able to come back next season healthy, because they do have a great group of core players, not only that can play hard-nosed defense, like we've seen that all throughout the season for this New York Knicks team, but at the end of the day, you still have to put the ball in the basket and score points to win games. And again, not having Julius Randle, I think it's going to be very, very tough for this New York Knicks team, this upcoming playoff picture for this season. Not much else going on, Sleepy, as far as news and notes in the NBA. Did anything else that you see that you wanted to mention before we get into the Friday night card?
Well, I mean, I put together all our audio that we had for our Joel Embiid return and our Philadelphia 76ers future bet. So I don't know if you guys saw that, but no, that was a pick that you and I were pretty much massaging for like the last 2 months. So as I mentioned, you know, if you guys didn't fire on that on Saturday, Philadelphia is in action tonight. There's a chance that they may lose against Miami. And if they do, I would say that this is probably absolutely the last time that you're going to be able to go ahead and bet the 76ers to go ahead and win the Eastern Conference, that those odds are just going to diminish, because there's a really good chance with the remaining schedule that Philadelphia has that they just rip off four wins right in a row. So it would be hurry up and hit that Philly to go ahead and win the East. Maybe you wait for the final result tonight with the Miami game and kind of hope that Philly loses that game. The odds are already starting to move in the wrong direction. So if you guys missed it on Saturday and if Philly loses tonight, I would say tonight's probably your last chance to do it and get, you know, maximum value, because I think Philly's going to rattle off. Probably they probably end up losing maybe one more game, if that. If not, they probably just sweep out the season. So
yeah, after tonight they have, I mean, it's really some easy opponents outside of the Orlando Magic. So they go to Memphis, to San Antonio, Detroit, Orlando, and then they wrap up the season against the Brooklyn Nets. So at minimum, they should, if they're not able to come back here against the Miami Heat on Wednesday night, where they're trailing currently by 6 points with about 6.5 minutes left, at least on paper, it seems like they should win at least four of their five final games before getting ready for the playoff run this season. So let's turn the page here. Let's get over to the Friday night card in the association. Again, like I mentioned, a lot of playoff seeding still yet to be determined, especially in the Western Conference. And we do have some matchups on the Friday night card that are going to play a factor in that. But we'll start here in a non-conference matchup between the Oklahoma City Thunder. They are in Indiana to take on the Pacers. Pacers currently sitting as a 4.5-point home favorite with a total of 235.5. Looking at the injury report for the OKC Thunder, SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, has already been ruled out for this game. He's dealing with that quadriceps injury. Also, Jalen Williams is listed as doubtful as well for this game for the OKC Thunder. For the Indiana Pacers in this game, they are going to be without, obviously, Benedict Mathurin, who's already been out for the year with the shoulder injury. Miles Turner is also questionable for this game here, sleepy for the Indiana Pacers. Other than that, a pretty healthy squad here for the Pacers. Tough stretch here for the OKC Thunder, especially, you know, we've mentioned it multiple times that they're in that battle for the number one seed, and, you know, not having two of your three best players here in Jalen Williams and obviously SGA, it might be a little bit of a blow here, because right now, as of Thursday night, they still are a full game behind both the Denver Nuggets and the Minnesota Timberwolves. Denver do play on Thursday night against the Clippers here, but right now OKC one full game back. But catching 4.5 points here against the Indiana Pacers here, Sleepy, what are you thinking about this game?
This is a tough game for me. I looked at this one for quite some time, and I'm like, do I take Indiana here just because, you know, they're sitting right there tied with Miami? Well, the Miami result tonight against Philadelphia is going to make a little bit of a difference, obviously. But both of those teams are 17.5 games back from the top spot. I kind of lean here to Indiana just because of the way that they got beat in the last game. I mean, they played Brooklyn, didn't play that great of defense, but their offense looked a little stagnant. I don't know, they didn't look like themselves. And then with OKC, it's tough to back that team when your best player. I mean, the dude SGA was a legit MVP candidate, and you and I talked how many times about, you know, Embiid and Jokic and those guys being off the floor for their teams. You know, like what kind of team do you have when you have an MVP type of player? You know, are those teams playoff teams? I don't know if OKC is necessarily a playoff team without SGA. I mean, they're playing tough without him, but this just seems like a tough spot for them. It would be Indiana or nothing for me, but I actually don't want to lay any points with a team that doesn't play any defense, so it's tough. It would be a lean to Indiana, but I'll probably end up passing this game, maybe take a look at the total. That would be all I could really do. It would just be a lean to Indiana and probably won't end up being a bet for me at all.
Yeah, I think what you mentioned is about number one, this Indiana Pacers defense. You know, season long, they haven't been very good, but they have improved over the last five games. But I think this is a spot for the Thunder that, you know, they're coming off of a 35-point loss, that it's a pride thing now, you know, coming off of that huge loss. And we saw that the other night against the Orlando Magic and the Portland Trailblazers, where the Blazers were coming off the game where they lost by 60 points against the Miami Heat, and they were catching 11.5 points, almost went outright against the Orlando Magic. So, you know, for this Thunder team, like you mentioned, right, not having SGA, obviously a guy that was in the conversation for MVP for much of the season before Nikola Jokic ran away. And I think you're right that obviously if they don't have SGA on this roster, they're probably in the bottom of the Western Conference with the San Antonio Spurs, with the Portland Trail Blazers, and those teams. So I think they do come out of here and play with some pride. I feel like this line was spot on here between these two teams. Pacers at home, you talk about the total 22-16 towards the over, averaging close to 244 points per game. Three out of the last four home games, I have actually gone under the total. But I think this is a spot where I think Thunder, despite not having Jalen Williams and SGA, I do think that they have obviously Chet Holmgren. I think Josh Giddey can step up in the spot here as well. I think they respond back here after getting blown out by the Boston Celtics. So I'll lean with the Thunder here. I also lean with the over in this game here as well at 235.5 on the total for this game between the Thunder and the Pacers. Getting over to the next game on this schedule here, we've got the Golden State Warriors. They are headed from Houston up to Dallas to take on the Mavericks. Currently, as it stands, the Mavericks are a 5.5-point home favorite with a total of 228.5. Both teams are in action, like I mentioned, on Wednesday night. Right now, the Golden State Warriors have a 14-point lead against the Rockets with about 5.5 minutes left. Dallas holding on to a 9-point lead with about 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter here. So another game that I think this game is a little bit more important for the Dallas Mavericks just because where they are in the standings right now, because they're only about half a game from falling into the play-in tournament bracket in the Western Conference. And for the Golden State Warriors, I mean, I think they're pretty much cemented into that 10th or 9th or 10th spot, depending how the season finishes out here. And if they do hold on and beat the Rockets, they'll be four games clear of the Rockets. So at minimum, the Warriors would be at that 10th spot. We'll see if they can catch the LA Lakers, who are currently two games in front of the Warriors for the 9th spot right now. But 5.5 is a number sleepy in favor of the Mavericks hosting the Golden State Warriors. Any thoughts on this game?
Yeah, I actually like the Mavericks in this one. I think the line is just around right, but I think that there are a couple situations here that really favor the Mavericks here. The Mavs are going to end up winning here on Thursday night, and I think that they know that. And the fact that they're at home here, I think that that's a help. And the Warriors are going to end up playing a back-to-back roadie. But I got to go back to the last time these teams played, which was just a couple of days ago. And the Warriors were at home laying 1 point. They got the win there. Draymond had a pretty nice succession of plays there defensively that kind of iced the game, but I was worried that game was going into OT. I'll tell you right now, watching that game, if that game goes into overtime, the Mavericks probably win that game. And the reason I say that is just because the Mavericks, they look like they played sloppy basketball when they had to play, just a better brand of basketball. And it wasn't like the Warriors went out there and just played their A game, but I mean, it was at least their B-plus game, but I don't know. I just watching that game, I just got really worried that the Warriors were going to end up losing that one in OT, just because of when the game's going on and the ball just seems to bounce your way. It felt like that for the Warriors. It didn't seem like the Mavs were really getting a whole lot of breaks during the second half. So now you're going to end up with revenge. You're going to end up with both of these teams on a back to back, but the Warriors are on the road. And I think Luka will get his revenge. I think Luka has a chance to go out and have a monster game here. I watched that game pretty much, you know, from start to finish, and it didn't look like they could really do anything to go ahead and slow Luka down when he was kind of just doing what he was doing. It was more the role players that were kind of screwing up. Between Kyrie and Luka, they were getting whatever they wanted whenever they wanted it. So I think we're see pretty much like a two-man game plan here for the Mavs. And the fact that the Warriors are more than likely going to end up beating the Rockets tonight, I could see like a big breath of fresh air for this team. Like, they've been rolling along. I think they're going to be fine whether they're 9 or the 10 seed. Sure, they're going to come to play, but it just might be a little bit too much too late here. you know, for the Warriors to go ahead and spark up another big a big run against the Mavericks here. So give me the Mavs minus 5.5. This is one of my favorite plays here, probably on the Friday card.
Yeah, I like the Mavericks in the spot here as well. Like you mentioned, everything about the, we could call it an immediate revenge spot for the Dallas Mavericks. They just didn't have a great shooting night in that game, especially from three-point land or from the field in general. They only shot 43.8% from the floor, 15 of 40 from three-point land. They only got up 11 free throw attempts in that game as well. And it just seemed like they kind of ran out of gas in that fourth quarter. And I think a lot of that has to do with what you mentioned about Draymond Green's play down the stretch there to get that victory for the Golden State Warriors. And, you know, I think that this game against the Rockets, I mean, we saw kind of the back and forth that was going between Draymond Green and Tari Eason, that this game meant a lot to the Warriors and just kind of come out here and put their foot down against the Rockets and in their season. And this might be a letdown spot here for the Golden State Warriors going up against this Mavericks team here. So I like the 5.5 here on the spread here for the Dallas Mavericks total. This is the fourth matchup between these two teams, and the first two meetings, the last two meetings between these two teams flew under the total. Like you mentioned, 104-100 in that game back on Tuesday, and then a previous matchup back on March 13th, Sleepy was a 109-99 final. So neither of the last two meetings have touched 210 points. The first meeting this season back on December 30th, we saw 254 points in that game. So I'll lean towards the under in this game here as well, but I'm 100% with you on the Dallas Mavericks in this game. In a bit of an immediate revenge spot, I think this game means a lot more to the Dallas Mavericks, like I mentioned, when we talk about the Western Conference standing. So Mavericks and Luka and Kyrie here all day here for me. Next game on the Friday night card here, Sleepy, another Western Conference matchup. We got the Minnesota Timberwolves. They're headed down to the desert to take on the Phoenix Suns. Suns currently sitting as a three-point favorite in this game with a total of 220. Looking at the injury report for both of these teams, start here with the Minnesota Timberwolves. And on their injury report, only two players that are out and that have been out are Karl-Anthony Towns and Jalen Clark. For the Phoenix Suns, we see Grayson Allen is probable. He has left hip soreness. Yusuf Nurkic is officially questionable on this injury report with left calf soreness. And Damon Lee continues to be out with the right meniscus injury, recovering from surgery. Another game that has, again, implications for playoff seeding. Obviously, we talked about when we talked about the Thunder that this Minnesota Timberwolves team is in the fight for the number one seed right now, as of Tuesday night, tied with, at least record-wise, with the Denver Nuggets, but they are the number one seed right now in the Western Conference. Phoenix, right there. Again, right now they're sitting at that sixth spot in the Western Conference. They are tied record-wise with the Pelicans, but I believe they own the tiebreaker in that game. In that series, I should say. That's why they have the sixth seed right now, and they're only half a game behind the Dallas Mavericks for that fifth spot here. So I think they want to do everything that they can that also to avoid being in the play-in tournament bracket here, Sleeping. Again, Phoenix has been playing some great basketball. We saw them blow out the Cleveland Cavaliers in their last game at home, 122-101. We talked about the Pelicans game earlier this week where they won that game, 124-111. And they have won three of their last four games, and they've won, let's see here, six of their last eight games as well. So seems like the Phoenix Suns are playing good basketball at the right time. What are we thinking about this game here against the Minnesota Timberwolves as they are laying 3 points against the number one seed in the Western Conference?
Well, I'm going to make the Suns my best bet, and it wouldn't surprise me if you weren't surprised.
I am not. I would have laid -140 that this would have been your best bet.
All right. So then I feel like that you probably have a lot of the same thoughts then on why the Suns is a great bet here. Here's one of the things. When you win, you can afford to lose. And I think that the Suns are looking at their schedule right now, and they're probably looking at they got to play the Clippers twice. I mean, they don't play anything but winning teams. They got the Pelicans, the Clippers twice. They got to play Minnesota to go ahead and close out the year. And then they have another tough game in there. I forget who it is. Might be Denver or something like that. They can't afford to lose games. They have to win a couple. And then they can lose some. And I think what the Suns are going to end up doing here is they're going to end up jockeying for a position on who they want to play when the playoffs come. And I actually think that this T-Wolves team is the team that the Suns are going to seek out to try to find the right spot and maybe get to that last game. And if the Suns just so happen to lose, maybe they end up playing the Wolves, or maybe they have to win that game to go ahead and play the Wolves. But I think this is a team that they're going to seek out. One of the reasons, obviously, because Carl Anthony Towns isn't on this team, and you and I had talked about, you know, this team not being the same without their star player. But I talked about this on our last podcast, that sometimes teams try to put doubt in your mind. And I think that that's what the Suns are going to try to do here, because if they do see this T-Wolves team in the playoffs, they're going to try to be like, you guys can't compete with us. The last time you played us, we blew you out by 30. And I think that that's kind of what's going to happen in this game. I think the Suns come in here completely focused, knowing that they have to get this done because the schedule is so daunting, and that this might be the team that they're picking out, and they're just going to be like, all right, we got to go all in. We got to beat these guys up as bad as we can. Let them have doubt when the playoffs come if we play them. And I think the Suns are probably the best bet on the card all day here on Friday, outside of our player prop that we absolutely love. So I'll go ahead and skip my best bet, do that here. Phoenix Suns minus the 3 points. I think this line closes probably like Suns minus 5. So yeah, best bet for me, easy one. Love this one.
Yeah, I couldn't talk you off of it. Again, you know, we mentioned that this Suns team is playing some great basketball right now. And I mean, you take a look at the rest of their schedule, right? It's pretty daunting because they have Minnesota here on Friday night, then they have the Pelicans at home, then they play Clippers twice. They end the season on a 3-game road trip against the Clippers, the Kings, and then they play Minnesota again in the final game of the regular season. So again, you know, you've been spot on about the Suns team, and you mentioned that you forgot about that Denver game. That was one of your games that you had the best bet on that plus 7, and they won that game outright. So I'm here again with you, right? Devin Booker is just playing at an elite level again. Bradley Beal, I know he had that finger injury, but he's also contributing as well. Kevin Durant is doing Kevin Durant things. And I think the one thing that really impresses me is that outside of the big three for this Phoenix Suns team, those role players around them are also stepping up. And when you talk about when you have these calibers, all-star, superstar players, they've also bowed in on the defensive side of the basketball. I think that what's really excites me about this Phoenix Suns team, because you take a look over their past several games, they've only allowed what they gave up 102 to the Spurs, and that was the game that they lost. But that previous game against Spurs, they gave up 106. They only gave up 97 to the Denver Nuggets. It was a tough situation from them going to Denver into OKC, where they did give up 128 points, but then they only gave up 111 to the Pelicans, won that game by 13. They gave up 101 points only to the Cleveland Cavaliers, and they won that game by 21 points. So with the Timberwolves, again, dealing with the injuries that they do have with Carl Anthony Towns, you really only have one guy on this roster, I believe, that can really create his own shot, and that's Anthony Edwards, right? So, and if they're able to really contain Anthony Edwards in this game, I think it's going to be really hard for this Minnesota Timberwolves team to match up with the, you know, the three-headed monster that they do have on the Phoenix Suns side. And you add in the great defense that this team is playing, so I can only be there with you, especially being at home for this Phoenix Suns team right now, -3, hosting this Minnesota Timberwolves team as Sleepy's best bet. Again, Phoenix Suns -3 against the Minnesota Timberwolves. So that's the Friday night card here. Sleepy gave out his best bet here. Sleepy, before I give my best bet for the Friday night card, again, pregame.com, a lot of great things happening. We're going to talk about our Friday Five. You mentioned the MLB contest that we have for this season under contest. And again, NFL win totals starting to pop up. We're winding down the final four here. It's all about baseball right now, and then we're going to get into the NBA playoffs. I'm so excited about that, obviously. But let our listeners know, what can they take advantage of right now on pregame.com?
Yeah, so right now at pregame.com, if you guys simply enter code SLAM20, that's S-L-A-M 20, you guys could go ahead and save 20% off there. anything at pregame.com. We have our MLB early bird specials up. We also have Final Four packages coming up. You guys can go ahead and get in locked in for the entire weekend for that. And there's actually a really good bulk dollar deal right now at pregame.com. I don't remember what it was. I think it was 20, get you 100. I'm pretty sure that that was the coupon that they gave out last night on the Dream Podcast. Mm-hmm. And if you guys are looking for more content like these podcasts and videos that Munaf and I are doing, make sure you guys go ahead and check us out on X, TikTok, or Instagram at Pregame Now. If you guys are looking for those videos, make sure you guys get over to our YouTube page at Pregame TV. Quick score update here, Munaf. Philadelphia Sixers came rumbling back, got the win. So if you guys fell asleep behind the wheel and you weren't listening to the podcast, all the value might be out of the window, you know, at this current time. So just going ahead and a little score update. And the Mavericks also won there too. So there you go.
Yeah, maybe you can catch one of these books sleeping at the wheel after this game between the Sixers and the Heat, and still able to. I still, again, right now it's still Thursday night. I still see a 30-1 out there on the Sixers to win the NBA Finals, and the conference odds have adjusted a little bit since we talked about the ones we got around 13-1. Right now, I still see a 12-1 right now. So again, like Sleepy mentioned, those odds are starting to diminish a little bit here for the Philadelphia 76ers. And Joel Embiid looks like he may be back to form. 29 points in that game, but it was really led by Tyrese Maxey in this game. 37 points, 11 assists, and he fell one rebound short of a triple-double for Tyrese Maxey. I know I'm holding that ticket for Tyrese Maxey as the most improved player of the year for this season. So it looks like he's well on his way to get that award. All right, CB, let's get into my best bet here for the Friday night card. And you know, we talked a lot about teams, about having some type of pride, having some type of backbone. And one of the teams that is struggling right now, and I think that can cure some of the woes that they are going through right now, the Milwaukee Bucks, who have lost 4 out of their last 5 games, Sleepy. The last 2 games for this Bucks team, they have lost as a 12.5 and a 13-point favorite to the Washington Wizards and the Memphis Grizzlies. And now on Friday night, they're at home. They're taking on the Toronto Raptors, who are absolutely the worst defense in the entire association over the last 5 games. And it's not even close. So just to put the stats and the numbers behind it. So over the last 5 games, the Toronto Raptors ranked dead last as defensive rating. They have a defensive rating of 129.5, Sleepy. The second worst team is the Cleveland Cavaliers. Their defensive rating is 123.9. So they're about 5.6 points worse as far as a defensive rating than the second worst team over the last 5 games as far as defensive rating is concerned. Then you take a look at how many points this team is allowing over the last 5 games. The Toronto Raptors are giving up 127.4 points per game over their last 5 games. Second worst defense, again, the Cleveland Cavaliers, who are giving up 8 points less per game compared to the Toronto Raptors. So I say all that to tell you how bad this defense is right now for the Toronto Raptors. They're allowing teams to shoot 53.2% from the floor. They're also one of the worst three-point shooting defenses, where they're allowing teams to shoot 44.3%. I'm not going to lay the number here, but these team totals have been really good to me, Sleepy. And right now I see 121.5 is the number for this Milwaukee Bucks team on their team total. And I'm going to obviously go with the over on that. If this team doesn't walk into 125, 130 points over their next, or in this game here against the Raptors, there is something seriously wrong with this Milwaukee Bucks team. You take a look at the Raptors, and I'll quickly read these off on what they've given up over their last couple games here to their opponents. We talked about the struggles that the Knicks were having. They gave the Knicks, and this is all in regulation, 145 to the New York Knicks back on last Wednesday. They gave up 135 to the Philadelphia 76ers without Joel Embiid. They gave up 128 to the Lakers, and they gave up 133 points to the Minnesota Timberwolves, who we just talked about. I pretty much have one guy that can create his own shot in Anthony Edwards, and now you're going because of the Milwaukee Bucks team that has, I know Dame's been out for the past couple games, but I think that if Giannis, in fact, does end up playing in this game, this is going to be really easy pickings for this Milwaukee Bucks offense. So right now, that team total is at 121.5. I don't trust them on the spread because of what's transpired for this team over the last two games, where they've been a double-digit favorite and have lost outright, Sleepy. But I think offensively, this team can have success in this game. So Milwaukee Bucks team total, 121.5 on the over as my best bet for the Friday night card here, Sleepy. What are your thoughts?
I love this one. Had I not went with the Suns, I was going to go ahead and just lay it here with Milwaukee, and you brought up the key point. And I talked about this when we were discussing the Suns last week, where they end up getting beat by the Spurs with no Victor Wembanyama, and it was like you got called out, now you're in the news. You guys probably have heard about the Bucks losing back-to-back games, again, being double-digit favorites. Like, that's embarrassing. And now you're playing maybe the worst basketball team in the league right now. Let's just take their record and put it aside. This team's lost, what, 15 straight or 10 straight? I mean, the Raptors are just absolutely getting blown out. If this were like the one of the Raptors' final home games, I would say, you know what, maybe they come with their best effort, but their final home game comes against the Pacers, and they actually play one more against the Wizards, which is only going to be and they finish with three games on the road. So I think if you're going to get a max effort from the Raptors, it's going to be at home against one of the two teams that they could potentially win their last final home game for the crowd. That's when I would actually go ahead and take a look at the Raptors, because there may be value. But I think that this game ends up I think this game probably ends up near 25-30 point blowout. And I didn't know which team, whether it was going to be the Suns or the Bucks, was going to win by more margin. But I do think that the Suns care about putting doubt in. I don't think the Bucks care about putting doubt into the Raptors' mind, but I do think that the Bucks care about getting right. And I'm with you. I could see them walking into 120 points into this game. You know, if the Raptors can keep this one close, this game has a really, really good chance to go well over the total. So mm-hmm. I would take a look at that. But yeah, I like the Bucks here a lot. This is going to be my second option as a best bet. So love it. In support.
Yeah, last four games here quickly for the Raptors. They've lost by 44, 15, 17, and then 48 against the Minnesota Timberwolves. So hopefully the Bucks at least can put up points in this game. And I think they're able to walk into 125, 130 plus points here. I think they're more than likely to cover this big number on the spread right now. But again, I just can't trust them right now after losing back-to-back games as double-digit favorites. So again, just to recap our best bet, Sleepy, Phoenix Suns -3 against the Minnesota Timberwolves. And then for my best bet, it's going to be the Milwaukee Bucks team total over 121.5 against the Toronto Raptors. Sleepy, it is Friday, which means it is time for our Friday Five here for the Friday night card. And I'll lead us off here. So we just talked about this Milwaukee Bucks team, and we'll start here with Giannis. And I think this is a game where, you know, we've talked a lot about on the pod is starting, you know, opposing big men against teams like the Raptors, the Wizards. And I think this is a good spot here for Giannis against this Raptors team to, again, really lead this team after two embarrassing losses in their prior two games, like we talked about. And he's had two triple doubles over his last, two out of his last three games against this Toronto Raptors team. But I think there's a good spot here for Giannis to really just come out. They really don't have much paint protection due to the Toronto Raptors. Giannis averaging 31.2 points per game over his last five games. So I think there's a good matchup here for Giannis against this Raptors team. We'll go over to the game that we talked about with your best bet, the Phoenix Suns and the Minnesota Timberwolves. Devin Booker, again, looks like he's back in all-star form, superstar form. He's been very, very efficient from the floor, also shooting it great from the three-point line, 51.4% from the field over his last five games, also shooting it at 42% from the three-point line. More importantly, over the last five games, he's averaging close to 32 points per game. He's coming off of two incredible performances in his last two games, where he dropped 52 against the Pelicans, 40 against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now I think an opportunity here to have another big game against the Minnesota Timberwolves. And on the other side, Anthony Edwards, right? I think the resume speaks for himself on what he's been able to do in the absence of Karl Anthony Towns. It's been down a little bit, but again, I think this is a good spot for him to at least carry the offensive scoring for this Minnesota Timberwolves team. Last game, he had 28 points, so I think this is a good spot here on Friday night for him to have a good performance and add him to our Friday five here. You want to close us out with our last two guys here, Sleepy?
Yeah, so Paul George, I think you kind of have to do the addition by subtraction here. So there will be no Kawhi Leonard on the floor here for the Clippers here on Friday night. So I think PG makes a lot of sense. And then De'Aaron Fox, he's going to be on a back-to-back, but he's playing the Boston Celtics. And sometimes I think that the Celtics don't care. And if you looked at the first meeting with these teams, they scored like 263 points in that game. If they go out and they just play that same pace and Boston doesn't care and they're like, you know what, we don't need to play, you know, lockdown defense against this particular team, Fox probably goes out and he gets his 30. So I think PG probably goes for 30, Fox goes for 30. And obviously I'm in support of Booker and Giannis because I think those two teams win in blowout fashion. Those guys are, you know, big piece to that. And I don't have anything bad to say about Edwards. I mean, he's kind of a one-man show too, right? So I think our Friday Five is going to it's going to contend to go ahead and win here there, Manoff. But let me just say this, because I made a rookie mistake last week. So if you guys go to pregame.com and you go to the pregame.com forums, you're going to see Friday 5. It's going to be sticky there right in the forum. And last week, Manoff, I put our picks in there, and I went back in there for some reason to go lock the thread after everybody had posted their picks, and I accidentally deleted the thread. So I have no clue who won last week. I know we had a pretty good team. I think somebody scored 60 that night, Munaf. I think we had him. It might have been Brunson. So maybe we won, maybe we didn't. I don't know. But I told everybody in the forum, because we normally give out 55 pregame bulk dollars, that we're going to double the prize for this week. So this week, it's 110 bulk dollars. All you guys have to do, put your five picks in that Friday 5 contest thread. If your team scores the most combined points, you're going to get 110 pregame bulk dollars to spend in any way that you want. So just wanted to go ahead and clear that up. But those are our picks there. Giannis, Fox, Booker, Edwards, and PG. Wish you guys all the best of luck. You're going to need it.
You're going to need it. I'm trying to go back and see if we did have Brunson in our Friday Five last week. I do remember because we were talking about our player prop best bet that if we were going to have Brunson in there, and I mentioned his points and assists to go over against I think they were playing the Spurs that weekend. Yes, we did have Jalen Brunson in our Friday Five last week. So maybe you did the listeners a favor by accidentally deleting it, and now we will double the prize this week for the Friday Five. So again, this is the week to get in, because you know we're doubling the prize for the Friday Five contest this week. So again, go to pregame.com, just hit that contest tab, look for that Friday Five thread. And again, like Sleepy mentioned, put in your five guys who you think will accumulate the most points on the Friday night card. And as Sleepy says, good luck, because you're going to need it this week against our Friday Five. Sleepy, all right, one order of business left. That is going to be our player prop best bet. I am going to give you the floor here because you instilled all the confidence in our last player prop best bet, which was in CJ McCollum. Again, we are absolutely cooking right now with our player prop best bet. I'm going to try to pull up my sheet here and give you guys the exact number. So 14 out of our last 15. And since December 1st, we are 21-8 with our player prop best bet. And just doing some quick math here, that is firing at 72.4%. So if there's another podcast out there that is giving you any type of best bet, any type of player prop best bet that's firing at 72%, let us know, because I highly, highly doubt, Sleepy, there is another pod out there doing as well as we have been doing this season with our player prop best bet.
No, we've been doing excellent. And a lot of that's because we've been discussing NBA picks each and every day, you and I. You know, we're going back and forth, and we're kind of just, you know, weeding out all the weak links there. And I think we found a really, really good one. So if you guys have been listening to the podcast, you may know where we're going, but we're going to go ahead. We're going to give this one out as our NBA player prop best bet of the year. And I think it makes a ton of sense here because, like you just mentioned there, we've hit 15 out of 16. We are red hot. We're seeing everything clearly. And one of the teams that we've made a lot of money against here has been the Washington Wizards. And you and I both like DeAndre Ayton over 12 and a half rebounds as our NBA player prop best bet. I'll let you go ahead. I think this is self-explanatory at this point, but I actually think, Munaf, we got a little bit of value here. At 12 and a half, I felt really good when I saw that because I had a feeling it was going to be 13 and a half. So if I'm feeling that way and you're kind of feeling the same way, the only thing I can say is that as soon as you hear this, if you find that 12 and a half, you bet that immediately because this is going to 13 and a half before this game tips off tomorrow. Not just because we know that we're right, but we have a lot of people that listen to this podcast and you guys have been betting these for weeks now. And I know you guys are all going to bet this. So hopefully we all win, but I can tell you right now, we're going to move the number at some of these books. So get to 12 and a half as soon as you hear this. Stop what you're doing and bet it. And then we'll talk about it here next Tuesday when we go and cash another winner.
So, Sleepy, when you mentioned that, we were waiting. I mean, we had mentioned this one on today's third. So we mentioned this on yesterday when we were talking about it. I was like, oh, I've already circled. We've already circled the one that we like for the Friday night card as far as our player prop best bet. And again, we mentioned is DeAndre Ayton over 12 and a half rebounds. And Sleepy, we were waiting for this all day to drop on what we thought the number was going to be. I thought it was going to be 13 and a half, but it opened up at 12 and a half. When you saw that 12 and a half, what did you see what the juice on the over was? Was it minus 110 or was it a little bit higher?
I saw it on DraftKings minus 125.
Okay, so it's still there at minus 125. Just wanted to make sure there. All right, so like Sleepy mentioned there, it's going to be DeAndre Ayton over 12 and a half rebounds, minus 125 as it stands right now on DraftKings against the Washington Wizards. And let's go back to our last couple of player props that we gave out. And a lot of times I've said, sometimes 1 + 1 = 2. And if it's not broken, don't try to fix it. We wanted to give Anthony Edwards as our player prop best bet on the Tuesday night card. But the number wasn't posted for Anthony Davis. Number one, because they were on a back-to-back situation, and more times than now, we've seen Anthony Davis sit, or either one of the two guys between LeBron and AD sit on back-to-back situations. But at the time, that number wasn't posted. But we go back to our previous two player props that we did give out. Nick Claxton, we gave out over 10.5 rebounds against the Wizards. We did need it overtime in that game, but I think it was still a possibility in regulation for him to get it. Nonetheless, got a little bit of luck on our side. That one finished with 13 rebounds. We came back on the next podcast, Sleepy, went back to it. We saw the Wizards on the schedule. And I said, look, Jalen Duren, who's been really good to us this season, is going up against his Wizards team. And we said, okay, it's the same number right now as DeAndre Ayton. It was at 12 and a half. He finished that game with 17 rebounds in regulation. And now we're going to go back to it because, again, like Sleepy said, it's self-explanatory. And again, I'll re-mention the numbers here about how bad the Wizards are of giving up rebounds against opposing centers and vice versa, how great opposing centers are doing rebounding the basketball against this Washington Wizards team. So as it stands for the entirety of the season, the Washington Wizards are allowing the most rebounds to the center position at 17.7 rebounds per game. Now let's trim this down to over the last 2 weeks. The Washington Wizards, still bottom four, allowing 16.6 rebounds to that center position. I just mentioned two of the centers that they did go up against over this past week where we made them our player prop best bet. Now let's talk about DeAndre Ayton. This team is dealing with a lot of injuries, and DeAndre Ayton doesn't really have a choice. Or I shouldn't say that. I should say that Chauncey Billups doesn't have a choice but to play his guys for significant minutes. And you take a look over the last five games, Sleepy, that DeAndre Ayton is averaging 32.2 minutes per contest. But you take a look at those games where he played less minutes, those were blowout losses and they really didn't need him out there. So they put their end of the bench and C squad guys out there. But this last game against the Charlotte Hornets, who's another team that struggles keeping opposing big men off of the glass, in that game, 24 points, more importantly, 16 rebounds. Against the Chicago Bulls, 15 rebounds in that game a couple weeks ago. These two teams matched up in Portland earlier this season. In that game, in 35 minutes, DeAndre Ayton, 23 points, 16 rebounds in that game. So both Sleepy and I are expecting him to have another huge night on the rebounding front. And like we just talked about, some of these other opposing centers that they've gone up against, they've had a lot of success in rebounding the basketball. Like I just mentioned, Claxton, 13, Jalen Duren, 17, Anthony Davis, 18. And now DeAndre Ayton, who's playing some really good basketball right now, he's getting the minutes. And I think he should have another great night, a repeat performance of what he did against the Wizards earlier this season in Portland. And also take a look at the spread in this game. The books are expecting this one to come down to the wire. So what does that mean? That expect DeAndre Ayton to be out there for at least 30 to 30, possibly 35 minutes in this game, because right now the Blazers are catching 2 points where the Wizards are a 2-point favorite. And I say all that, that a lot of times when you're taking an over on a player prop and it turns into a blowout, that's where player props go to die. But I think this game comes down to the wire. I'm expecting a huge game here, Sleepy, from DeAndre Ayton. You mentioned this as our player prop bet of the year. I'm 100% with you. I know I rambled a little bit on it, but again, I wanted to give the exact reasoning why we're making this our player prop best bet of the year here, Sleepy. So DeAndre Ayton, over 12.5 rebounds. Like Sleepy mentioned, get to this ASAP, because this number, I tell you, come Friday at around noon Eastern time, I can pretty much guarantee it will be at 13.5 here, Sleepy.
Yeah, I'm glad you gave out all that reasoning there, because I think that that's one of the reasons why people follow what we're saying, is because we break this stuff down. We kind of talk you through it, tell you exactly what we see, and we lead you into making good bets. And a lot of the time we lead you into making great bets. And this is a great bet. Fading this Wizards team has been a great bet. You know, you spotted this team going ahead and just struggling against centers for how long now? And it's just been, it's been a cash cow. And we both think this number can only go up. So this is a great bet. So I'm really excited. Again, make sure you guys go ahead, lock into this one as soon as you possibly can, because this number will move.
Yeah, 100%. So again, player prop best bet, DeAndre Ayton over 12.5 rebounds against the Washington Wizards, going for 6 in a row and 15 of our last 16 for our player prop best bet. There you go, Sleepy. Another episode in the books for the NBA podcast on RJ Bell's Dream Preview. One more week of the regular season starting next week, and then we'll be on to the play-in tournament bracket, and like we mentioned, on to the NBA playoffs. But feeling really good about our card for this week here as well. Hopefully we do have another winning podcast as far as the picks that we did give out here, Sleepy. But anything else you want to mention before we go our separate ways?
No, I think we covered everything. I felt really good about our best bets tonight. Feel really good, obviously, about our player prop best bet. If we do have anything else, make sure you guys check out Manoff and I on X at SportsNerd824 and at SleepyJ underscore pregame.
There we go. Enjoy this weekend. Enjoy the NBA games, obviously, with Final Four there as well. But should be a fun weekend as far as hoops goes, whether it's at the collegiate level or at the NBA level. So definitely looking forward to the games. Hopefully, like Sleepy mentioned, it's another winning card. But feeling really good about our other picks that we did give out here on this Friday night episode for the games on Friday. All right. Enjoy the games. Good luck with your bets. Let's break these books off, and we'll talk to you guys down the road.